Support for Impact Cincinnati comes from Murray and Robin Sinclair.
Good morning. This is Impact Cincinnati on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. In January, Hamilton County gets a new sheriff for the first time in a couple of decades. Jim Neal joins me this morning to talk about his new job and answer your questions. You can email your questions to impact@wvxu.org or post them on our Facebook page. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, Marianne.
Certainly glad to have you here with us today. You officially take office when?
January the 7th, 2013.
So just a little over a month from now, you'll be...
One week.
But there's work already being done. What kinds of things are you up to now as you're getting ready to take the post?
Transitioning. Putting together a transition team, which will be in effect at the end of this week. Preparing for office January the 7th.
Talk a little bit about what you plan to do when you first get in office. I know you had mentioned a little bit previously when you were campaigning about wanting to do an audit. What will that involve?
Well, first and foremost, we're going to have to hire a firm to conduct the audit. So immediately, Chief and I will be looking for a firm that not only can... conduct that fiscal and operational audit, but also a firm that's familiar with deputy sheriffing. We're a unique law enforcement agency because we're embedded in the entire criminal justice system. It's more than just law enforcement. We also, law enforcement is one of our service functions, but we also provide jail services and court services. So deputy sheriffs are embedded in the entire criminal justice system, so we're a unique organization. So to find a firm that is familiar with our operation that can give us the guidance we need as an organization to make the decisions we need to make as far as consolidation and matters and that will assist us in saving dollars in the future.
Now, you mentioned that you're involved in other things, and you talk about more than just policing and court services and things. For people that maybe aren't familiar and think of you as just the law enforcement for the county, explain what some of those other things are a little more specifically.
Oh, most definitely. Historically, in Ohio, the sheriff is the oldest form of law enforcement in Ohio. We had a sheriff before when this area was a territory. Before Ohio was a state, we had a sheriff. Historically, the duties of the sheriff's office has been in five areas, providing patrols, providing jail services, providing court services, transportation services, and probate services, probate pertaining to persons as well as property. And what's unique is that recently we've added to our function in Hamilton County as the sheriff's office, and that is through, and it's an extension of kind of quasi courts and corrections with the electronic monitoring, which is now a alternative form of sentencing, and it's also a form of monitoring for pre-sentenced offenders who haven't been adjudicated yet but are still under the control and in the process. They've been arrested, they've been booked, and now they're in that process going through the court system towards the sentencing phase. You know, either they'll be acquitted, found guilty, and if so, sentenced, and then, you know, whatnot. But the electronic monitoring is big. It's a big diversion, and we're going to try to grow that for the nonviolent offenders.
You've had more than three decades working in the sheriff's department as a deputy, among
yes.
other things. So you've had some time to observe, and I realize you're going to have this audit conducted by an outside firm, but what have you seen that you might like to change as you take office?
Well, there's a saying that you can go into any organization and find 10% waste. What we're looking for, as far as changes, what we're looking for, we want to rid of duplication of services, also waste areas, and consolidate. you know, in order to, you know, to be more efficient and effective. The structure of our organization, Marion, is reflects when we were more successful financially, which was 2007, when we peaked financially. We had a $79.2 million budget. So the structure of the sheriff's office that you see today was structured back when we were more successful financially. We have approximately $22 million less today, but our organization is still structured the same. So in order for us to live within our budget, like you and I do at home, we're going to have to restructure in order to operate and stay on and within our budget.
And that's how you think you, because I know that the county's new budget is calling for more cuts, and that's how you think you'll find a way to deal with that, is through restructuring.
Restructuring, consolidating to be more efficient and effective. I don't see us now, I don't see a need to cut any further as far as people power. Our organization's been cut real deep over the years. We went from 1,000 employees down to about 800. So if it's found that we can still provide more with less from this point on, I think, and I feel definitely strong that we can deal with it through natural attrition, through retirements, et cetera, and personnel leaving for other employment opportunities elsewhere. Through a natural attrition, we can handle the rest.
We want to remind you, if you have a question for Hamilton County Sheriff-elect Jim Neal, you can post it on our Facebook page or email impact@wvxu.org. We have several questions already. People have been sending them in early. And you had mentioned a little bit about the transition. This comes from Joe, who says he's curious how the transition is going. Is Sheriff Lisa's staff being helpful? And if not, how will this affect service going forward? He says he knows already that some staff have left, and what will it? Oh, and then he has a second question. We'll go to his first question first. So how is the transition going?
Well, to answer that question, some of the staff have come forth and they volunteer to assist with the transition. So there are currently insiders in the current administration that are willing to work with Chief Schoonover and I on the transition. Do I have 100% cooperation at this point in time? I would say no. But do I have cooperation? I'm going to say yes.
So you think it's going reasonably well?
Oh, yes. And as I mentioned previously, by the end of this week, I will have a transition team put together with the current administration to make this transition happen and happen smoothly.
Now, will this transition team be made up of people currently in the sheriff's department or from outside entirely?
Chief's still current in the organization. So to answer that question, most definitely.
Well, we will. You keep pointing and you can't see a point on radio. We will say that also joining us in the studio today is the chief deputy, Mark Schoonover. Good morning.
Good morning, Marianne. It's nice to be here.
So you're currently on staff in the sheriff's department.
I am. I'm an employee here of 31 years.
And what kind of work have you been doing now in the transition?
Well, I'm currently still the district commander out at our patrol headquarters, and I'm just working closely with the sheriff-elect here to try to make this a smooth transition. And we're working hard to get this done. As he stated earlier there, we're putting a team together to assist us. And there's still a lot of work to be done, but we're looking forward to it, and we're going to get it done.
In any organization, when you have change coming in leadership, when you've had the same person there for so many years, 25 years, as long as Sheriff Lease has been there, that has the potential to be difficult for some people, especially those who were close to him. How do you get those people to be on your team?
Well, they're valued members of the organization. I work for, that statement, it rings so true because I worked for Simon Lease for 24 years. And my chief has worked for Simon Lease 25. Because as you know, Marianne, I had to retire. I was a classified civil servant employee. So I was prohibited from being involved in political activities. So I either to run for sheriff, I either had to resign or retire. So I elected to retire after 30 years to step into this opportunity, and I did. But subsequent, just prior to retiring, I worked for Simon Lease, Sheriff Lease, for 24 years. And prior to that, I worked for Lincoln Stokes for 6 years. So in over 30 years in the sheriff's office, there has only been two sheriffs. And it's always difficult. But, you know, the people that you're referring to, I worked with them. They've worked with me. We come from the same organization. They're very dedicated to what they're doing. And I see it as not a problem. I think that, and I want you to know that in any organization, your number one resource is your human resource. And I realize that. And they are going to be treated and respected because they are the number one resource in the organization. So I'm going to expect a lot out of them, but I hope they expect a lot out of me as well. That goes both ways, Marianne.
Joe had another question. I want to get to that before we take a short break. And he says, what will the cost be to put the new sheriff's name on signs and vehicles, or will you forego that, such as removing Sheriff Lease's name but not adding your own?
Well, currently, the cost, I don't have the actual cost, but you're talking about a sticker that's heated and applied to the side of a vehicle. They're applied with heat. They can be removed with heat. I'm going to follow the vehicle standards, the uniform standards and vehicle markings outlined by the Buckeye State Sheriff's Association. I'm more of a traditionalist. You're going to see some minor changes in our uniforms and as well as vehicle markings. What I'm going to add to the vehicles is the fact that we've been serving since the 18th century. So you're going to see that like you see in other counties, serving since. That's going to be placed on the vehicles. And yeah, it's going to cost a little for the materials, but in a $54 or $57 million budget, it's pennies, but it's historical, and I think that the public and the people will well receive it and appreciate it because, like I said, we are the oldest form of law enforcement, and this is history.
You mentioned a slight change in uniforms. What might we see?
You're going to see changes in the shoulder patches. You're going to see the traditional deputy sheriff shoulder patch. You're not going to see the so-called rockers that are added to it that designate a division that you work in. For instance, over the deputy sheriff patch, you'll see a rocker that says patrol or a rocker that says court service or a rocker that says corrections. That signifies to the division that you work in. But we have found over the years that it also creates division. It causes more harm than good. So
all the sheriff's deputy uniforms will look exactly the same?
They'll look exactly the same. What we will do for special operations, specialized units, we'll continue to allow the rockers. You know, the rockers for like the Marine Patrol, the dive team, the bomb squad, the honor guard. But for the Class A, the uniform that the men and women wear that work day in and day out in the different divisions of the sheriff's office, there'll be uniformity. It'll be deputy sheriff because everybody employed by the sheriff is a deputy sheriff, Marianne.
When you mention rocker, that's a term that I know you guys use, and I'm sure it's very common in your jargon. I'm not sure exactly. So it's just the insignia, or would that be the right word? If it were a military uniform, you'd call it insignia or something like that?
Yes, it's an add-on to the patch that has been standardized by the Buckeye State Sheriff's Association. It's an add-to, an addition, a supplemental piece of material added to.
This is Impact Cincinnati on 91.7 WVXU. We're talking this morning with Hamilton County Sheriff-elect Jim Neal and his Chief Deputy-elect Mark Schoonover. If you have a question, we'd love to hear from you. You can send it to impact@wvxu.org or put it on our Facebook page. We'll continue our discussion in just a moment.
Support comes from the Skirball Museum, presenting A Blessing to One Another, Pope John Paul II and the Jewish People, a multimedia experience running through December 31st on the campus of Hebrew Union College Jewish Institute of Religion, 3101 Clifton Avenue. Co-presenters, Xavier University and the Jewish Foundation. Information at 513-221-1875. Support comes from Aronco Custom Air, featuring Aronco's water furnace geothermal systems. Aronco strives to maximize the air quality in your home by providing air conditioning, heating, air purification, humidity, and geothermal heat pumps. Qualifying water furnace geothermal heat pump systems are eligible for 30% tax credits under the federal stimulus. More at aronco.com. Support comes from Ensemble Theater Cincinnati, presenting the return of one of its most cherished family-friendly musicals, Alice in Wonderland, November 28th through December 30th. It's a magical musical retelling of Lewis Carroll's classic story. For tickets, 421-3555 or EnsembleCincinnati.org. Season sponsor is the Otto M. Buttig Family Foundation.
This is Impact Cincinnati on 91.7 WVXU. My guest today, Hamilton County Sheriff-elect Jim Neal and his chief deputy, Elect Mark Schoonover. Send your questions to impact@wvxu.org or post them on our Facebook page. And you started to tell us a little bit about the change in the uniform and how they would all be labeled the same way. You also say the tie and the shoes may change.
Oh, yes. Chief Deputy Schoonover and I have found a uniform tie that matches, the material matches that in our uniform pants. So it'll be a better match than the tie that we're currently using, and also the footwear. We'll continue to allow for the core fram shoe and the leather shoe for the Class A uniform for ceremonial purposes for attending court, but for duty purposes, we're going to go with a more practical footwear that so that the people will be safer in the elements. Being the detail coordinator and working a lot out in the wintertime, these shoes that we're currently wearing are not practical for the extreme temperatures, the extreme heat, the extreme cold. We need something that's more practical, and what it boils down to is safety, safety for the officers out there providing services.
We have a number of questions, so I want to get to them so we don't run out of time. This from Twitter. Are all the documents from the old sheriff being preserved? Have any documents been destroyed yet?
That I have no knowledge of. I don't take over until January the 7th, so we'll see.
And this from Kim, who says, what steps will you take to right-size incarceration rates and follow the lead of Governor Kasich in finding better alternatives for low-level offenders?
Well, we talked about the one program already, and that was electronic monitoring. There are diversion programs, Mary Ann, that can be utilized, but that's going to be up to the courts, the judges. The sheriff does not sentence offenders to electronic monitoring or sentence offenders to work release programs and other diversions. That's the judge. But the sheriff will work with the judges on alternative sentencing for nonviolent offenders, so the jail space we do have can be reserved for our dangerous and violent offenders.
I think you have answered Dave's question here, but in case you wanted to add more, he says, I voted for Jim Neal because of the progressive line on sentencing for low-level drug offenders that he spoke of to the League of Women Voters. How does the sheriff-elect plan to make progress to implement this? And I think anything else you want to add to that?
Most definitely. Jim Neal will be working with the professionals in the criminal justice system to implement, and as well as with my current staff. We're only limited by our own imagination and creativity and thinking outside the box. And look at it like this, Marianne. I won an election on $42,000.
So you're saying you're frugal?
Not only frugal, it's the energy. We'll find a way.
One of the things that Sheriff Lease has sometimes been criticized for is if you go to a parade and you see all of the equipment that the sheriff's department has, everything from, I think, tanks and I can't even name everything that I've seen. Is all of that, a lot of that was bought with drug forfeiture money. I guess the first question is, do you need all that equipment? And second of all, what are you going to do with drug forfeiture money?
Yes and no. Some of the equipment we don't need. It's not practical. If you were to use it, it would cause more harm than good. For instance, we do have an armored personnel carrier. The tracks of that would tear up the asphalt concrete. What it costs us a dollar, The Army, the military maintains it for us. So the actual cost of operation would be the fuel. But like I say, the tracks of that are, it's a heavy vehicle, would cause damage to the roadway, so it's not practical. I'll have to get with the Army on that. You know, what are our options with it? Can I donate it to the police museum?
There you go.
When we find a suitable home for the police museum that could handle a piece of equipment like that. It's just that ideas are racing through my mind, Marianne, as we speak. And I just throw that out there. It is an option.
What about the drug forfeiture money? What will you do with that? I know Sheriff Lease often used that to buy these types of pieces of equipment.
Well, we need to exceed on training standards. And I can see using those dollars to assist in the training of deputy sheriffs. When you have a peace officer that is well trained, it gives that officer confidence to do their job. And more importantly, it'll give the public confidence in their agency if their officers are well trained. And so those dollars, I can see earmarking a lot of those dollars for training purposes and education. Training and education. There you go.
Debbie wants to know, how will you improve health care in the county jail system?
Well, again, it's getting with the staff and coming together and looking at what our options are and finding a plan that will increase, you know, better. When we work together, we all benefit, Marianne, and that's what it's going to take. And Jim Neal's not going to do it. There's no I in team. Yes, I am the sheriff, but the sheriff's office is a team of 800 personnel, and everybody in this organization will have a voice, and my ear is going to be open for everybody in the organization. And that's how we're going to do it on a reduced budget. It's working together. We'll find a way. We'll find a way. I've been with Amos Project, and I'm to report within 90 days once I take office to discuss programs and some ideas that we have already, you know, that we've come up with since in the direction we're going to go on. And the fact that I'm here is testimonial that, and this doesn't cost us anything in our budget, to have a sheriff's office that is opening channels of communication, not just internally, but with the public and the public leader, such as being here with you, Marianne, and being more transparent and letting the people in the community that pay for the service know the direction of this organization. You're going to see that with this administration.
Mary wants to know, she says, I'm eager to know how you plan to connect with older adults through organizations such as Triad. And I have to admit, I'm not familiar with that, TRIAD.
But again, through this entire campaign process, that's what helped secure this election for me, that I was visible. And I plan on staying connected, keeping my fingers on the pulse of the community so that we as an organization, when we come together to implement programs, we want our programs to be successful. So in order for that to happen, we're going to have to stay embedded in our communities throughout all of Hamilton County. There's 49 communities in Hamilton County that provide services, but all these communities are in Hamilton County. So the sheriff's office is going to be present in all the communities. I'm going to have surrogates. If not me, there'll be surrogates available to be out in community meetings, gathering information, reporting to me the concerns of the communities so that we're connected. The sheriff's office is going to be connected to all the communities in the Hamilton County area.
What about working with Cincinnati? We know that there used to be sheriff patrols and over the Rhine. Some thought those were very successful. Some in the Cincinnati Police Department were a little apprehensive about it. How will your department work with the Cincinnati Police Department?
Oh, most definitely. Unity, not just with the Cincinnati Police Agency, but with all police agencies. Through that unity, through that cooperation, that's how you... that's where we can have our metro, Marianne, because we have 49 communities that provide services. It's going to be tough to have a metro for providing base policing services because people are proud and they embrace their police agencies and their fire agencies. So a metro, I don't see it happening in Hamilton County. But where we can have our metro is working together, all the police agencies working together, bringing special operations to the table. When you have a need for specialized services, such as task force, SWAT teams, OCD, organize.
Sure. Well, it goes even further. I mean, our helicopter patrols, our dive team, our canine units, our bomb team. There's so many specialized services within the sheriff's department that can be interlaced with all 49 agencies in Hamilton County.
Have you guys had a chance to talk with Police Chief Craig yet?
Yes. And just to mention, Marianne, the chief deputy here is the commander of the Marine Patrol. I was the commander of the bomb squad. So when we're speaking of, yes, working together with these specialized services, it can happen.
You mentioned the Marine Patrol. What does that entail? What are you in charge of?
Well, I'm the Marine Patrol commander, and I take care of all the scheduling of the officers that we have. 20 officers on the Marine Patrol total.
But do they work on the Ohio River?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, they do. It's primarily the Ohio River, yes. Mm-hmm. We're scheduled out there throughout the month of the end of May and then June, July, and August, and we're out there every weekend.
And you work with the Coast Guard then?
Or? Yes, and the Ohio Department of Natural Resources as well. There's numerous law enforcement entities out there on the river. We interact with agencies from the Kentucky side as well.
One of the things that Sheriff Lease was praised for, at least by some, were the prisoner work crews that he had out cleaning up around the highways or the streets or downtown. You always see the guys in the orange, or guys and women, whatever, in the orange jumpsuits. Is that going to be part of something you're going to continue?
Oh, most definitely. I'll give you an idea, Mary. In the jail, right now the statistics are pretty much 60% of our population in the jail are pre-sentenced offenders. They're in that process. But 40% of the population are sentenced offenders, offenders that have been sentenced for misdemeanor offenses and received anywhere from 3 days up to 6 months incarceration in the county jail. And with that being said, I would rather have the inmate population being productive than idle. And also in conjunction, we have an auxiliary. The Sheriff's Department has an auxiliary. They call them the Special Deputy Unit, which is also a volunteer law enforcement group that supplements our paid employees. But through the use of our full-time employees as well as the special deputy, we have the people power to supervise a number of details throughout all of Hamilton County, not just the unincorporated areas, but also the incorporated areas.
We could talk forever, but time's up. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you'll be willing to come back once you actually take office and talk with us again. Thank you both for being here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
And thank you for listening to Impact Cincinnati on 91.7 WVXU. My guest today, Hamilton County's new sheriff, Jim Neal. He takes office in January, and Chief Deputy-elect Mark Schoonover. Archives of our programs are available on our website, WVXU.org. Producer for today's program was Pete Reitmeier.
Support comes from the Murray and Agnes Season Good Good Government Foundation, encouraging citizen participation in public affairs.